Todd, how are you?
I am fine, Tony. How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well. What's the weather like in D.C.?
It's supposed to be a little rainy here today, but otherwise it's supposed to be 60s. Pretty nice.
Well, you wrote a story in Sunday's Detroit Free Press that I'm sure had a lot of politicians as well as readers cringing. A Detroit Free Press analysis shows returning members of the United States House paid $19 million more for their staffs in 2010 than they did in 2009, accounting for a nearly 5% increase for salaries in the offices of congressmen and congresswomen who serve both years. How can these people ask us to cut back when they're not?
Well, that's what we were trying to find out. I mean, our idea was we knew that salaries generally went up every year in the fourth quarter, and Congress, the House, really just reports salaries quarter by quarter. We thought with the state and the nation coming out of this recession, we should find out whether or not members of Congress were spending more on their salaries one year over the other, and it turned out they were. Actually, a good bit more, 5%.
Todd, I know that you had a pretty good source to compare the numbers. How did you attain this information, and why didn't you do it for the Senate?
The Senate only reports its salary numbers every 6 months. So, in fact, we won't have Senate numbers for the last half of 2010 until sometime this summer. There's an organization here in D.C. called Legistorm. You can see them at legistorm.com. And they look at the salary numbers every quarter for every member of the House. So we were able to take those numbers, create our own database, and then look at them year over year.
Two Michigan Democrats, Dale Kildee of Flint and John Dingell of Dearborn, were among the top 10 spenders. That's not good for Michiganians.
Well, I mean, and it's not really surprising when you look at who is in the top 10 for spending that it tends to be people who have served a pretty long time. Barney Frank, who's been in the Congress for decades, was number one from Democrat from Massachusetts. But Kildee, who's been in since 76, spent about $1.3 million. Dingell, who came in eighth, spent about $1.26 million. He's been in since 1955, the longest-serving member of the House ever.
What's been the feedback from your story?
Generally speaking, the readers who have contacted me have felt like it really showed them something that they didn't expect, and they're not very happy about it. I mean, as you might guess, people back in Michigan who are struggling with arguably the worst economy and state economy in the country aren't happy to look and see people in Congress spending more on their staffs, which is what we were really trying to look at. That I think there's probably a lot of reasons somebody could put forward for paying people who work hard on Capitol Hill a decent salary, and even giving them increases year to year. But in a year like 2009 to 2010, when so many people in Michigan and across the country didn't even have jobs, we wanted to find out, was that impetus still there to give raises? And it was.
Well, when I looked at the salaries, and this is a great story, it's in Sunday's Detroit Free Press. All you need to do is go to freep.com. Todd Spangler wrote the piece that we're talking about. U.S. House staffers get $19 million pay raises, the headline. I like the way you break down the highest paid staffers. Who's to determine what's high and what's not? The highest is $168,411. I think what was a little bit more surprising was some of the raises that varied from almost $10,000 to $16,500. That's a lot of money in one raise.
Yeah, and you see a lot of raises that were given to people in offices where the member of Congress was leaving. You did see some raises, for instance, Vern Ehlers out of Grand Rapids, who retired at the beginning of this year, end of last year. Gave some raises. He was on his way out. I mean, that's a lot of people do see, and this has been tracked over the years, fourth quarter raises for members of Congress who lost their election or who are retiring as a sort of bonus to folks who are on their way out.
And then when I look at one of these raises, which was $9,833 and some change, that was for a part-time employee.
Yeah, although in some cases, part-time employees might be considered shared employees. They might be getting some money from somebody else in Congress. There are provisions for them, these folks, to share some employees as well. It's really up to the member of Congress what they want to pay up to that maximum, up to that $168,411.
Tad, what was the most surprising about this report as you compile this information?
I honestly found the most surprising thing, again, and I think some of the members of Congress make some very compelling arguments for why they might give raises for people who work a lot of hours for them. I still think the most surprising thing was that considering the economic condition that the country is in, and considering the pressure on Congress to do something about spending, that salaries, that these offices would have allowed salaries to go up by $19 million.
Now, we have to give some props to Representative Candace Miller, as one of her employees took a $1,000 pay cut.
Right. Now, I did reach out to Congresswoman Miller's office to try to get a better explanation of why her chief of staff would have seen a $1,000 reduction in what he received. That might have been reduced in hours. That could have been anything. They decided to let the numbers speak for themselves. So I don't know whether or not that was a straight out and out, let's cut somebody by $1,000. And I don't want to suggest that, because there could be a lot of reasons for why people get paid more or why people get paid less. In some cases, people work more hours. Some of these offices, you know, give overtime. There could be a lot of reasons for it.
And finally, congressional pay has a direct relationship to pension benefits for staffers who can get full benefits at the age of 62 after 5 years of service, or at the age of 60 with 20 years of service.
Correct. Yeah. With full benefits, you're still taking into account their number of years of service when you're figuring out exactly how, you know, what their pension annuity is going to be. So that plays into it. At 5 years, you're not going to get what you would get at 20, because that number of years of service plays into it. But certainly, if your boss is a congressman and he's on the way out the door because he retired or he lost his election, and he gives you a $15,000 pay raise, that can have a bearing on what you're going to receive in retirement.
A fascinating story written by Todd Spangler from the Detroit Free Press and their Washington staff. Go to freep.com. A great story, Todd. Thanks so much for your time.
No, thanks, Tony.